This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
The COVID-19 pandemic has stalled many parts of our lives. Jobs, school, travel. But some things have not stopped. Leases, for example. Or more specifically, leases ending. In that case, often people need to move. And as KUT's Audrey McGlinchey reports, moving during a pandemic brings its own set of challenges.
Sean Saldana decided earlier this year that at 23 years old, he was too old to still be living with his dad. Originally, he planned to move out this summer, but then the pandemic began. The questions he had about moving changed, from how much rent he could afford to...
Am I going to be able to move, or am I going to be, like, locked in this apartment, you know, by armed guards for the next 6 months? Like, will I be able to get a rental truck in 2 weeks?
So Saldana decided to move a bit earlier than planned. He found a one-bedroom in North Austin and moved in late March. No one from the leasing office was there to greet him. They left the door open and a welcome packet on the counter. But okay, move accomplished. Then Saldana went about setting his place up. He's in his early 20s, so he didn't own much furniture, and he was on a budget. Imagine trying to buy secondhand furniture while a virus is spreading.
So I'm on Craigslist asking people, like, have you had a dry cough in the past 2 weeks?
This led to some interesting interactions. For example, he went to one woman's house to buy a rug.
I showed up in my face mask, and then she was like, oh, I forgot to wear my face mask. It's fine, though. I already had coronavirus. I was like, damn it.
Saldana ended up buying the rug. The woman said she'd been healthy for weeks. Anyway, so he's got a new place, got some furniture now, but then his sink starts acting up. For some reason, when he runs the water, it ends up going into the dishwasher and then spilling out onto the kitchen floor. This would be a problem in normal circumstances. Hard to wash dishes, fill a glass with water. But during a pandemic, this also makes it hard to wash your hands. He called the apartment's maintenance guy.
Understandably, the maintenance guy was like, listen, we're not really coming out for repairs right now. There's just too much kind of up in the air. And his recommendation at the time was to just wash my dishes in the bathtub.
Saldana had to wait a couple weeks, but eventually the sink got fixed. All this is to say, moving is stressful. A global pandemic only magnifies these stressors. That's especially true for renters, who, according to census data, tend to move more often than homeowners and are lower income. Leases end, even during a pandemic, and sometimes can't be renewed. That's what happened to Vanessa Mitchell.
I had lived somewhere for nearly 5 years, and my landlord was planning to sell this summer.
Mitchell started looking for a place in March. She wanted to keep her risk of infection low, so decided to only see an apartment in person if she was pretty sure she'd rent it. So she went to check out a studio apartment in Tarrytown. When she got there, the landlord was ready.
She handed me Clorox wipes, you know, and I washed my hands when I got up to the place to look at it. And as soon as I got into my car, I Purelled my hands and, didn't touch my face until I got home so I could wash my hands again.
Mitchell liked the place so much, she agreed to rent it that same day. She just wanted to get the stress of moving over with. But, of course, signing a lease and agreeing to pay, in Mitchell's case, $925 a month for the next year, that was also stressful. Mitchell works 3 jobs. She's been lucky to keep them so far, but the future is unclear.
Every once in a while, it will creep up and, you know, make your chest tighten and make you want to call all your bosses, because I have multiple bosses, and get confirmation, like, I'm going to have a job for the next year, right?
There's some evidence that fewer people are moving right now. One Austin moving company told me business was down 11% compared to this time last year. Another company, business is down 40%. For those who do need to find a new place, leasing agents say they're trying to avoid showing currently occupied units, putting both the current and future tenants at risk. They're offering self-guided or virtual tours of apartments. That's how Travis Hijak did it when he had to interview potential roommates for a house he rents with his girlfriend in North Austin.
We did a video chat where we walked them through the house on the call so they could see it. So nobody actually saw it in person before our current roommate actually moved in.
Once they picked a new roommate, the next question was, do we ask her to self-isolate for the first 2 weeks? It wasn't something Hijak could bring himself to do.
I wouldn't want to ask somebody to just quarantine in their room, not feel welcome in the rest of the house. I mean, I understand why that might be a consideration.
He wanted to inject the moving process with a bit of normalcy. At the very least, moving still sounds the same. There's the packing, the lugging of boxes, the unpacking. I should know, I'm moving today. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.